Welcome to Life Fabulous Virtual Summit, brought to today by the Public Speakers Association. And I'm so excited to give you a very unique opportunity to be in the presence of one of the most amazing women I know, Miss Sheila Unique. Sheila, where'd you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Life is absolutely fabulous, and what a great opportunity to get to speak to your group. You know, I've been so passionate about moving forward with the experiences that I've gone through and how it's shaped my life. Going from a place where I would work with the physical body, and that is a hot stone massage, had to do with reflexology, even, believe it or not, I've done colonics in past. Then I came to the place in my journey where it was all about energy, and I learned about energy clearing. I learned the Yuen method. It was all about bringing strength and empowerment to the body. That was so fulfilling and rewarding, because as I moved along on my journey, I noticed whenever I would talk about things that were physically going on with me, may it be my L5, my lumbar 5 would fall, go out of alignment in my hips, I'd go to the chiropractor and he'd do an adjustment. Well, wasn't long in the afternoon, all of a sudden my hips would shift. As I would tell people about how my hips were always out and I could always get them cracked back into place, I also noticed that I would talk about what was going on in my professional life, what was going on in my physical life. It was at a time where I went to a different city and I was going in a direction of opening my own business, and it had to do with colonics. That was a struggle for me, and I noticed moving forward was really hesitating. As I would talk about those barriers or those things that I was stuck with when it came to my business, I noticed the pain would surface in my body. I noticed that there'd be sensations going on that didn't feel so great. Well, when I would talk about my physical body, I often referenced how my things that were going on in my relationships and my business, those weren't feeling so great. I came to the place on my journey where I recognized the thoughts and emotions that we experience and go through impact our physical body. You bet life became fabulous. When it comes to making life more fabulous, I'm going to be talking about going from frustrated and fatigued to empowered and energized. Now, as you go about your day-to-day life, you are going to be experiencing times where dealing with problems causes you to get emotionally upset, causes you to react in some way. Frustrated and fatigued. When you are in that place of being frustrated and fatigued, that indicates that the emotions are very high. Well, today I'm going to share with you a transformational tool you can use to guide yourself through problems that'll surface in your day-to-day life. And how I best express that tool is using the acronym PROACTIVE. Taking this concept and using it for yourself is very powerful, as it will absolutely leave you to feel empowered and energized. The acronym being PROACTIVE, the P stands for problems and perceptions. Now again, we talked about reacting. We talked about being emotionally upset. Those definitely indicate that there is a problem. So before I get into what that's all about, I invite you, as my amazing listener, to kind of consider this Your problems can be in your professional life, or they can be in your personal life. It can absolutely be either. And I invite you to also consider this. Most people who are having a very excellent professional life, they may experience problems personally. And if personally things are going well, where you've got an amazing partner and the family's doing great, tendencies may be for problems to show up in your professional life. So give that a thought as we move forward. What area for you right now in your life and the phase you're going through offers you the greatest problems? That would be problems that show up as far as conflict you're dealing with, any struggles you're going through. It could even have something to do with fighting. Fighting is surfacing. What area of life does that pose for you? Could be in relationships. Could be your physical body. In other words, health is quite become an issue for you. And it could be within yourself. So I invite you again to focus on what area that is for you through this time, through our precious time together. Let's move to P for problems. Now, just think of a recent problem maybe you've had. One thing that's so important when it comes to problems is really when you are talking about your problem, be specific about what the problem is. Be specific about what the problem is. Now, you might go, well, I always am specific. I want to share with you, if your problem is financial is a very broad category. If you're talking money is a broad category. What specifically about that is your problem? Financial could be as simple as I spend too much, I'm not saving money, not getting any investing done. You might be the kind of person that can't keep cash in your wallet. You may have a whole big love affair going on with your credit card. To get really specific is so important when it comes to resolving your problems. To get really specific about maybe the fact that, you know, you can't even have a credit card. What is the problem? Now you might say, jeepers, I'm the kind of person that can start with a $20 bill in my wallet on Monday heading to work, and by the time Thursday comes around, I still have $18. I'm really good with cash. Well, that doesn't mean that that's a financial problem. That's something that you're really great at. You might be the kind of person that can put $250 away every payday and put it towards a holiday fund. That doesn't mean you have financial problems. And let's talk relationships now. You might say, oh, I am the worst when it comes to relationships. Well, is that a truth? You may be so excellent. You may be fabulous when it comes to listening to people, really hearing what they're trying to express. Does that mean you have a relationship problem? You may be amazing at helping people solve things, helping people to get through the forgiveness phase. That's a really good thing. So when it comes to labeling or talking about your problems, you will far better resolve those problems when you become really specific about them. You might go, well, you know, my family doesn't agree with something I'm doing or I've done, now it's become a problem. So it could be a choice around the parenting of your children. Maybe they don't agree. Could be about the food you eat. What is it for you? The word family. If you say my family doesn't agree, to be more specific, if it is, for example, your mother doesn't agree, you will far better resolve your problem when you look at what the problem is around your mother. Problems are going to surface, and let's say knowing that your mother doesn't agree, then now you're feeling more distant, you're feeling more closed down from the family. Over time, you start to experience back problems. Interesting. Or let's say you're stuck at crossroads in your business. You're starting to feel fatigued and there's no drive. Well, you might go, well, I don't know why. I share with you that a beautiful business lady that I just recently had a session with, she talked about being depressed. She talked about being weary and having negative energy. And I could feel that. I worked with her energetics. I worked with her mindset. I worked with what was going on for her, helping her to get really specific about what the problem is, helping her to see some of the other elements about being proactive. And I want to share at this moment, I followed up the next day and I asked her, can you feel the difference in how you feel today? And she says, if you mean that my drive has returned and I'm feeling more purposeful and all of these possibilities are showing up, she said, you bet I can feel that. And I said, that's what this is about. Be specific about what your problems are. Kind of interesting how things kind of show up for us. I could talk all day about problems, but I'm going to keep moving on. When it comes to proactive, the R is about reactions. Again, the fact that there's conflict or struggle or fighting, that is a sign of reactions. That's absolutely what it's about. But what I want you to hear today is your reactions are about you and how you feel, not about someone or something else. Your reactions are about you and how you feel, not about someone or something else. I also want to mention reactions cloud the mind and distort your perceptions. Think about being in a place where you're really mad about something. Now you've got a problem. And you get really mad. In that state of reacting, you will not be able to think rationally. You will not be able to let me logically just, move through this. I've been there. I've been in a place where I literally was in a rage and I let my partner at the time know. Well, he could have said anything and that wouldn't have changed a bit because of the rage moved. The thing that I've really come to appreciate and I'm passionate again about talking about reactions, I could talk all day about them, is the most beautiful thing, and I really want you to hear that, is until you have a reaction, you have no idea that there's a problem. Reactions absolutely show you that there's something inside of you that doesn't feel good. Something inside needs to be resolved. Yeah, reactions lead you immediately to the problems. Let's keep moving through. We're talking about now proactive, the O in proactive. stands for ownership and opportunity. Well, when it comes to ownership and opportunity, for you to resolve problems, for you to go from frustrated and fatigued to empowered and energized, the unique approach way is to recognize that if you want to resolve anything, you've got to look inside. It's about achieving those results by looking inside and observing what's really going on there. One thing that I have observed in all of my years, over 14 years of doing the coaching work that I do, working with being a medical intuitive, being in a place where I call it now a physical intuitive, I have noticed that people tend to look outside for where their problem is. He should have never did that. Well, they shouldn't be doing that. It's not about fixing or changing others. It's about looking inside. And when a problem surfaces, it's about looking at taking the opportunity to look at the thoughts that are running through your head, to look at the emotions that are surfacing, and to really observe if you're experiencing any physical reactions. One thing I want to add when it comes to ownership and opportunity tying into reactions is your reactions can be expressed through your physical body in the form of pain and aches and even illness. Your reactions can surface through your mind with negative mental thoughts and, all of those emotions that surface. And they can also surface through your spirit in the form of unrest. Either you're okay with something or you aren't. Ownership and opportunity is about looking inside and observing what's really going on there. Because that's where the change is going to take place. That is where you're going to notice you're more empowered and energized. Let's move forward to being proactive. Now, we've talked problems and reactions and ownership and opportunity. The active part, this is the fun part. When those problems surface, causing you to react, causing you to get emotionally upset in some way, it's about noticing, why are you reacting in that moment? Why are you reacting in that moment? To be active is to continually pay attention to those times when you notice you're reacting. That'll help you see your common stressors, which are leading up to your frustration, leading up to your fatigue. One beautiful gentleman who I met through the Public Speakers Association, by the way, the Public Speakers Association has just been amazing for connections, just a beautiful group of people who are just making a difference in the world. Anyway, I met an amazing man and he talked about having lower back pain. Within minutes, I had that lower back pain gone. I had that cleared. I was able to help him see what was causing it. What were his thoughts that were causing it? What were the mindsets involved in it? Because, you know, people nowadays, they're in a place where they say, hey, you know, I heard this is what the problem is. And I invite you to be open, because it's not always about what you hear. So the active part is about constantly being aware of when you're reacting, maybe through the physical body, through your mind, through your spirit. And when you do that, it prevents those reactions that emotionally being upset prevents it from escalating and building in intensity. And I guarantee you, each time you do pay attention, you will move through your reactions quicker, leaving you in a place of feeling empowered and energized. Like, how perfect would that be for you as a business person? How perfect would that be for you if you're a teacher? Or if you're a stay-at-home mom, to be in a place where, wow, you feel empowered, you feel energized. That's the exciting part. That's truly what it's all about, is leaving you in a place where, yes, now you recognize something's going on. So let me sum this up for you. Being proactive, you have a problem. Well, you know you have a problem because you're frustrated and you're fatigued, there's low energy. All right. You're noticing that because you're reacting. Emotionally being upset is a reaction. When you look inside yourself and you observe your thoughts and you see how depressing you can be and your emotions, you're kind of a little more edgy and there's no drive. And then your physical reactions, you're tired, you're more sick, you're stressed. When you start to take the opportunity to notice those common stressors, when you start to look for what's really going on for you, being specific about your problems, those are going to be huge clues as to what will help you solve your problems. So to sum up, when you're feeling frustrated and fatigued, experiencing, you're reacting more and just upset, be proactive, gain clarity and focus and really be with the forward action in it all. You will feel empowered and energized, leaving you to move through any problem which surfaces in your day-to-day life, regardless if it's professional or personal. What I love so much about the work I do is the unique approach. Yes, it's something that has to be experienced. The work I do compares to none. I work with the heart. I work with the energetics. I work with the mindsets. You bet I do distance work where you can truly feel empowered, where you feel energized and uplifted. That is what I'm passionate about. So if you feel lost in your problems and you're not seeing what's going on, if you are in pain and you no longer sense, it doesn't make sense to you, that pain, or if you're not finding closure in relationships, if you're feeling stuck and blocked in any area, the unique approach is what it's all about. I work with you. I help you to see, I help you to move forward, because this is truly about experiencing better health, better relationships, and even more money. I think that's kind of fun. So experience the unique approach. I invite you to get on a call with me. My website is www.theuniqueapproach.com. I have a game, thanks to Tanya. I think it's so awesome. There's a game on there that you can play as far as what it is to work with me. There's a contest. I invite you to enter your name, and you have an opportunity to win a coaching session with me. It's valued over $500. And I just, most of all, with my heart, would love to share a 15-minute session with you, just to get an experience, a different way of looking at life. Because from there, it's about moving forward. Thank you so much, Tanya. I think I'm in good time. It's nice to connect with you all through the Public Speakers Association. I'm grateful for this opportunity.